Banks remain closed in Cyprus, but customers are still lining up at ATM machines trying to withdraw cash. Many fear they could lose all their savings if the banks fail. British businessman Terry Connard was lucky to withdraw the maximum, just a little over $300.
I'm worried in terms of company money that's being transferred from overseas, whether I'll ever get my hands on it, but we'll see.
Cyprus banks are in trouble because many were heavily invested in Greek government bonds. After rejecting an unpopular plan that would have taxed all depositors, the country's lawmakers say most of the new taxes will be levied on larger deposits. Other measures include the breakup of key banks to redistribute bad assets. Bank director Takis Fidias believes the measures are unfair.
I'm not quite sure why the Eurogroup is willing to allow a very small population in a small island in Cyprus to suffer tremendously because of the wrongdoings that have taken place, mainly our voluntary participation in the rescue of the Greek nation.
Less than a million people live in Cyprus, but a financial disaster here could spread quickly. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride spoke with VOA via Skype.
They're less than 1% of the European economy. So Cyprus themselves, very, very small. The risk with this whole Cyprus situation is if it were to spread to other markets like a Spain or an Italy, because then all of a sudden that type of contagion can have ramifications globally.
Cyprus's ruling party is optimistic the new measures will be acceptable to the European Union. Without a final deal by Monday, some economists say the country's membership in the 17-nation currency union may be in doubt. Millar Sega, VOA News.